So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates, text number 4. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tat prayaso na kartavyo yata ayurvyaya param na tata vindate shemam mukunda charanambujam Tat prayaso na kartavyo yata ayurvyavaya param na tata vindate shemam mukunda charanambujam tat prayaso na kartavyo Yata ayurvyaya param Natata vindate shemam Mukunda charanambujam Tat prayaso na kartavyo Yata ayurvyaya param Natata vindate shemam Mukunda charanambujam Tat, for that, sense gratification and economic development. Prayasaha, endeavor, na, not, kartavya, to be done, yataha, from which ayuvyagayaha, waste of the duration of life, param, only or ultimately, na, nor, tata, in that way, vindate, enjoys, shemam, the ultimate goal of life, mukunda, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can deliver one from material clutches. Charana Ambujam, the lotus feet. Translation, endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed. But they result only in a loss of time and energy, with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Translation, please repeat. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in the loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There's no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic development all day and all night, trying to increase their material opulence. But even if we suppose that they get some benefit from such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives. Nor do they know what the real problem of life is. This is due to a lack of spiritual education. Especially in the present age, every man is in darkness, in the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit soul and its needs. Misguided by the blind leaders of society, people consider the body to be everything, and they are engaged in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such a civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People are simply wasting time and the valuable gift of human form of life, because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but dies like cats and dogs is degraded in his next life. From human life, such a person is put into the cycle of continuous birth and death. Thus one loses the true benefit of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problems. Tat prayaso nakartavyo yata ayur vyavaparam na tata vindate shema mukunda charanambujam. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed. They result only in loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Adadanastranandantai Vradam Yache Puna Puna Shima Rupa Padambujo Durlisyam Janma Janmani. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pancha Kalpa Tumascha Kipa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual masters opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at His lotus feet. So here we continue the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj to his classmates. And today he drops a bomb on them, because they've been learning in the school how to get more power, get more money, get more land, become very powerful, how to defeat your enemies, smash them, kill them. Now Prahlad drops a bomb on them. It's all useless waste of time. It says tat prayaso. Prayas, it almost sounds just like it means. Prayas, endeavor. Tat prayaso, that endeavor. Which endeavor? For sense gratification and economic development. It is useless waste of time. Now everybody will become so shocked. He's barely dropped a bomb. Because we see everybody's busy day and night. Prabhupada said we see the materialists busy, engaged day and night. You see, they wait up to the last minute to be one more sale in their shop. But it's useless even from a materialistic point of view. Just like Vinayananda Goswami, he told me, or he told us one time in class, this big sound scares me. He told us one time in class that his father had a very nice house in Beverly Hills. And I think everybody's heard of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. You know, all the big billionaires live there. And he actually thinks that he lives in that big house. But actually he has a little supermarket on a corner downtown Los Angeles where there's smog and dirt and blaring horns all day long, beep, beep, and so much noise and traffic. And he has to go there because it's a supermarket. He has to go there very early in the morning, 6 o'clock. He has to leave the house, get there, set up all the vegetables, throw away the bad ones, you know, get everything nice. And then he has to stay up late after everybody else is going home for work, but they will stop by to buy something. On the way home first, he has to stay, then he has to clean up, then he has to close the shop. So he comes home 10 o'clock at night, eats something, goes to sleep. And he thinks by this prayas, this endeavor, that he lives in a house in Beverly Hills. All he does is sleep there. He lives on a dirty corner of Los Angeles. So even from a materialistic point of view, we see this endeavor is completely useless. And Prabhupada said, in the end, it doesn't solve the problems of life. He said, everybody in this age, completely in darkness, they have no idea of the soul. Prabhupada spoke at MIT, Institute of Technology. But there was no department of the soul. So many departments are there, but no department of the soul. This is a big, big, prestigious university. So giving no information, and soul is the most important part. Because where that soul will go, we have to know. Because he says, now we've come to this human form of life. This human form of life very rarely achieved. Sometimes we sing this song. What is that? No, this is another one. Miltane, I say Durlabh Janam, Brahman Hu Choda Bhuvan. This is a nice prayer to the Guru. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhaja Man. Just worship the lotus feet of Guru with all your heart. Miltane, I say Durlabh Janam, Brahman Hu Choda Bhuvan. We wander throughout so many species of life in this material universe. And this human form, durlabh. Love we can know to get, to obtain. And dur means far away. Just like there's one forest of Braj, it's so far away, it's called the Durban. It's all the way in South Africa somewhere. I also did Prickham of that forest. So durlabh, not easily obtained. It's very, very far from being attained. Durlabh, difficult to attain. How many people have been to Mayapur festival? Gopurnima time? Almost all of us. You know, at that time of the year, for every human being, there's 1 crore of mosquitoes. If you don't put mosquito net, the mosquitoes will come, pick you up, and take you up for Sunday feast. So mosquitoes, birds, bees, cats, dogs, their number is great. Human being number is very small. But it's only with this human form of life that we have the ability to question. Why am I here? Where am I going? What is the purpose of life? What are the stars? Who lives there? Only this human form of life, just like we are having this Bhagavatam class every day. We have not seen any cat or dog has ever come to listen. Even the monkeys don't come to listen. Even the birds don't come. Because only in this human form of life we had this ability to think beyond this body. And this is opportunity to solve the problems. The principal problem is they don't know the problem. They think the problem is to get money. Money is the honey. It's like on Facebook, somebody put a picture. There's a guy, he's hanging from a branch on the tree. Some animals are chewing away the edge of the branch. Elephant is shaking the tree. Beneath him, there's all these crocodiles in the pond, you know. And so many bees are stinging him, but the honey is dripping down. He's like, This is our situation. We're struggling. Jaya Sisi Gorni Jai Krishna Baldao Sisi Radha Sam Sanduki Jai. Prayas, we're endeavoring so much. In an endeavor, we're suffering like anything, but we get few little drops of honey, a little bit of sex life. And we continue. We think, oh yeah, now it's all worth it. Just for a few moments. So he's just getting few little, every once in a little drop of honey, go, you know, but he's about to fall. There's crocodiles and snakes waiting in the pond to get him. Because we don't know when death will come. So nobody knows. The problem of life is not to get sense gratification. That is coming automatically. The problem of life is birth, death, disease, and old age. And no economic development or no material endeavor, prayas, can solve those problems. Just like when I was a child, there was one billionaire named Howard Hughes. So he lived in a completely controlled environment. He didn't want any germs to get to him. So he had so many filters. You know, they had this, you know, everybody around him had to wear surgical gloves. Somehow or other he was thinking he's going to be free from death. He was a crazy guy, so he was a billionaire, he was a crazy guy. And still he died. And he endeavored whole life to amass some huge fortune. And what happened? He died, that fortune stayed here. What happened? Then all his children were fighting each other in the court. We were working so hard, we're thinking about working for our children, that we'll give them a nice house and nice bank balance and so many nice things, and after we're dead then they're all like cats and dogs fighting in the court over all that thing that you think you are helping them, but they're just like fighting like cats and dogs. See, materially speaking, materialistic endeavor is, because according to our past karma we're already going to get our material happiness and distress. It's automatically coming. Just like nobody wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I'm going to break my leg. Or I really hope I break my leg today. Nobody. Or just like last month, Mahadevi, somehow she broke both arms, both hands. But she wasn't thinking, oh, good, today I'm going to break my hand. But still it got broken. She didn't prayas, she did no endeavor. Her endeavor was to stay whole, but still both her hands became broken. We saw yesterday Prasanta Mataji also with broken arm. She never made any endeavor to break that arm, but somehow it broke. So if the pains, miseries of life are coming without any endeavor, then why happiness won't come? We're not making any endeavor for pain, but that's coming automatically. Why the happiness won't come automatically? It comes automatically. For happiness, you don't have to make any endeavor. Even if you do endeavor, just like I remember, probably the first time in my life that somebody I knew had died. There was one girl in the class ahead of me. She had a birthday party. So in California, 1 hour you can be in the beach, 1 hour you can be in the mountains. So they all went to the mountains. She took her father, paid for all her friends to go up to the mountains, have a picnic in the mountains. Beautiful trees are there, little squirrels running here and there, blue jays showing off their beautiful plumage. Nice fresh air, nice pine scent, everything very nice and wonderful place. And there was nice waterfall. Very beautiful waterfall. But where waterfall, then there's spray is coming. Very light spray is coming. So all the rocks near the waterfall, they get moss. And you know moss is very chickeny, very slippery. So that girl whose birthday was, she was going near the waterfall. She slipped, she fell down, and she died. Her father made so big endeavor, thousands of dollars he spent, to have a good time, and had the worst time. Nothing worse than losing your child. And on her birthday. Whole endeavor, thousands of dollars he spent for happiness, but the end result was the worst distress that a parent can imagine. So even if you endeavor for happiness, you may not get it. We make all these endeavors, we work day and night, but it's automatically going to come. Just like we see most people, just like in Spanish, they say, mucho trabajo y poco dinero. Rada sacanos. Mucho trabajo y poco dinero. That most of us are working very hard. Mucho trabajo. Poco dinero. Only dinero means money. We're only getting little money. And somebody else, he's just moving his pen like that and signing check for $1 million. He can spend. He has so much. He can spend $1 million. He can spend. He doesn't do anything. He sits in office, air conditioned office, and moves his pen. That's all he does all day. But most of us are working very hard. We just get a little bit of money, and then we get some problem. We go to the hospital. They want, $50,000 to fix the problem, and all our money is finished. So, and even we get so much money, what would we do with it? Just like I remember, there was one devotee. He was in charge of the guest house one time, Yudhisthira Maharaj. He was part of, we had a wonderful god sister named Shakti Mati who lived in, which country was that? Where was Idi Amin? This crazy guy Idi Amin, one of these African countries, Uganda. And they had a huge farm. They had a nursery. So they had 150 acres of nursery land. Oh, very beautiful nursery. Somehow Shakti Mati in London, she ran into Prabhupada. And she was one of the very first Indians to really take Prabhupada seriously. She was one of the very first Indians to get initiated by Prabhupada. Then she lost all interest in the business. And the sons were upset. They were, because her father had died. They only had their mother. Now she doesn't take any interest. She's just telling people about Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness. And then somehow or other she arranged a ticket for Prabhupada to come to Uganda. And Prabhupada came to Uganda. He saw their beautiful farm. He said, you should give this to us to make a nice Krishna conscious ashram. So they said, first of all, he takes our mother. Now he wants to take our property. Who is this guy? They were upset. She had 5 sons. And she's always crying to Prabhupada, but don't worry, they're the 5 Pandavas. In due course of time, they will take to Krishna consciousness. So everybody knows the history. Idi Amin, he kicked all the Indians out. They drove to the airport. Whatever they could carry in their pockets, they got on the plane. They had big Mercedes-Benz. They'd left their Mercedes-Benz in the airport for somebody to steal. And they flew to London. They had some friends. They were staying with some friends. They were just, before they were billionaires, in Uganda. Now they're just sitting and sewing some, making some ready-made garments to be able to eat. Later they all became devotees. They're initiated by Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Nakula, Sahadev, and Arjun. And they have a huge nursery again in Canada somewhere. So even though they lost everything, still everything came back automatically. But that wasn't the point. One was Yudhisthira. He was so depressed. They're staying in London, living in someone else's house, doing some tiny little work. And then he suddenly realized, when I had billions of dollars, I was eating two rotis, a little sabji, a little dal, and rice. And now I have no money, but I'm still eating two rotis, a little rice, dal, and sabji. So when you get so much money, what will you do? It's not that now that I'm a billionaire, I can eat 20 rotis and five kilos of sabji and drink a gallon of dal. What will you do with all your money? I understand all these people have billions, but what are they going to do? You can't eat more, you can't have more sex life, you can't, you know, do anything more than what you were doing before. In fact, usually it's less, because the people who work hard day and night, that they have so many digestive problems, they have to take a pill to go to sleep, they have to take a pill to wake up, they have to take a pill to digest, they can hardly eat anything, doctors say don't eat this, don't eat that. So all these endeavors are useless. Because your happiness is just like automatically again they became billionaires. In Canada. It was their karma. The only thing that prayas we have to make endeavor for is Krishna. That is not going to happen automatic. Krishna consciousness did not happen automatically. That you have to try for. Just let your happiness just come and go and come and go. It's just coming and going and coming and going. Now you have to try for Krishna consciousness. That endeavor will be fruitful. This materialistic endeavor is bifal, without any fruits. But if you try for Krishna consciousness, what does Prabhupada say? It's so beautiful. Let me read that sentence again. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. Well, it's surely. He's giving a surety. We have a guarantee. If we follow Prabhupada's instructions, then we're guaranteed to get to the spiritual platform. Spiritual platform means no more birth, death, disease, and old age. These are the real problems of life. Just like George Harrison one time wrote a song. Actually, he was writing different songs. He was going to make an album. And one day Prabhupada came to London and he told Shyam Sundar, please take me to George Harrison's house. So they drove up to George Harrison's house and they were met by George Harrison's wife. Said he'd just gone out. He'll come after some time. She recognized Prabhupada. He knew Prabhupada is a good friend of her husband. So she invited them upstairs to his room and Prabhupada sat there. And Shyam Sundar said it was very beautiful. Prabhupada was sitting in a chair with a window behind him. And although England rains all the time, Prabhupada said it's hell, but somehow or other it's very green. They call it the green hell. It's just raining all the time, but somehow it's very green and beautiful. So it's a very beautiful scene, green scene, trees and lawns and things behind Prabhupada's head. And they were waiting and waiting. Finally in the afternoon, George Harrison came home and he heard from his wife that Prabhupada is there, that person at whose feet everybody was falling. I grew up with Beatles and all that. We went to the Hollywood Bowl. All the girls were just screaming, ah! Everybody was falling at his feet. He fell at the feet of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just took his hand and rubbed his head like this, rubbed his hair like this. Then he sat up and Prabhupada started preaching the same thing. that everybody in this material world is in prison house. The bars are birth, death, disease, and old age. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much hard you work, how much endeavor you make, still you will be cut down by birth, death, disease, and old age. And just on pushing on this point, this material world is a miserable place, it is a jailhouse. Maybe you have a nice window from your jailhouse cell. You can see nice scene outside the window, but you're in a jail. Very heavy preaching was like this. And sun was going down behind Prabhupada's head. It was just this orange ball was there behind Prabhupada's head. You could see the little hairs glistening, Prabhupada's ears like that. He said it looked like that Prabhupada and the sun had made a treaty to bring light into the world. He said it seemed like that. And finally the sun went down, the room got dark. Even though it got dark, everybody was just listening to Prabhupada and nobody even noticed that the room is dark. Nobody went to turn on the light. Then Prabhupada, he looked at his watch, he said, it is late. Then George jumped and turned on the light. Prabhupada was bringing so much light into the room, nobody noticed that it got dark. He scrapped the whole album he was working on that night. He began another album called Living in the Material World. And if anybody still remembers albums, record albums, these big round things like this, there was a little label in the middle. The label had Krishna Arjuna on the chariot, you know, charging like that from our Bhagavad Gita. And it was called Living in the Material World. And Prabhupada said, he's done more for our preaching by this one endeavor than we have in all the last 10 years. Prabhupada was very pleased with George Harrison. So anyway, he wrote, we all move around with objectives in mind to become rich and famous with our reputation signed. We all move around with objectives in mind to become rich and famous with our reputation signed. But even those few who get to that coveted slot, birth, death, disease, old age creeps through their body just like a rot. Everybody's hoping somehow or other he'll become very rich. But we see, just like in America, they say 1%. 1% has everything, the 99% is just beggars. But even those who get to that place, still birth, death, disease, and old age creeps through their body just like a rot. So the real endeavor is somehow or other to become Krishna conscious. Because that's not going to happen automatically. Of course, sometimes it does. The devotees, they go on the street, they distribute Simply Wonderfuls. So somebody just by accident, he gets Simply Wonderful. He makes spiritual advancement without any endeavor on his side. They buy a book. Prabhupada wrote to me that letter where he says, even if they touch our book, they'll be benefited. I have that letter. Prabhupada wrote to me. Even if they just touch the book. Remember, we got that letter in the morning, we read it to all the devotees, and it was one devotee, Anubhavananda. Somebody walked up to him and gave him a donation. He offered him, just out of his kindness, he just wanted to give him a donation. He didn't want a book. He said, no, take a book. He said, no, I like you guys, I like what you're doing, you take a donation. He said, all right, well, touch it. I said, what? All right, so he touched the book. He took two steps, he turned around and said, all right, give me that book. So ordinarily, Krishna consciousness doesn't happen automatically, but somehow every once in a while we get some benefit. The devotees of the Lord are very merciful. Just like I'm reading more and more about different Harinams going on, because that's the real thing that will benefit the fallen souls. Everybody's all the here problems. They're following blind leaders. Everybody's after economic development. We see now even India's after economic development. They're very proud. They can send a satellite all the way to Mars in their first shot. But look at our Jamuna. What is there to be proud of that you can send a satellite to Mars? What does it benefit? You spend millions and billions of dollars to go there, take a few pictures. Meanwhile, you see the condition of our Jamuna. You see the position of Ganga, you see the position of everything. What is the use of it? So, you're just remembering Jamuna, I forgot everything else, what I was going to say. So anyway, all this material advancement will not help us. The only thing that will help us is to become Krishna conscious. Then we'll go back home. It's like Prabhupada, I heard one lecture, Prabhupada was saying, so these people are thinking, these Krishna conscious people, they're backwards. They're studying these old scriptures, singing these old songs. They're not endeavoring for economic development. Oh, that was the point. Everybody, even now Indians also have to endeavor. They're doing all these things. So they're thinking, we're not endeavoring for economic development, sense gratification, all these things. We're living very simply. So these people are backwards. We can send a... it's like now they're all very happy about their Cassini is going to dive into either Jupiter, I can't even remember, Jupiter or Saturn, somebody who can dive into the atmosphere and they'll see with the atmosphere. They're all very happy. They spent billions of dollars to send this stupid probe. So they're all very happy by these things. But has it solved any? Has people have gotten free from birth, death, and seasonal age by their sending their Sputniks and satellites and so many things? Has there been any benefit? But our space program is far more advanced. People are thinking that Hare Krishna people, they're backwards. Studying old books, chanting old mantras, living very simply, not endeavoring for sense gratification and economic development. They're backwards. But our space program is to go beyond the sun, moon, Mars, Jupiter, the whole solar system. To go beyond this universe, back to the lotus feet of Krishna and dance with Krishna. That is our space program. So it's not that we're behind, backwards, we're way ahead. Because they have some satellite going around the sun to observe the sun and the... But we want to go beyond the sun, beyond Mars, beyond Jupiter, beyond the whole universe. They're staring with the telescopes and they tell us, oh, this light has reached us after 13 billion years. Who knows? We just have to believe it because they tell us. They say we're being anthropomorphic. That we get, we take from our form, we give God a form. Because what we experience here, people have forms, so God also must have a form. So this is anthropomorphic, that's what they say. But they're anthropomorphic, they see light travels at a certain speed here on the earth and nearby. How do we know millions of miles away how it's, what it's going, in the other part of the universe, what it's doing? This is also anthropomorphism. They're also equally guilty. We don't know what's going on in this universe. They're saying light is coming from billions. Who knows, who cares? It's not going to solve my problem of birth, death, disease, and old age. And they spend billions of dollars and billions of millions of man hours to build all these things. And our space program is very, very simple. You chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. And dancing, chanting, and feasting. Just like all the world we're doing Rathi. Rathi is very simple. You just build a Rath, you have some... You invite all the devotees to come from all around and you have some kirtan, a few thousand dollars you may spend some for some prasad distribution. Simple program. And we go back to home, back to Godhead and dance with Krishna. Beyond this material universe. So it's not, Prabhupada said, it's not that these Hare Krishna people are lagging behind. They're far more advanced. Far more advanced. So you should vote for us. We have a cheap space program. It's more advanced than their space program. And we can take... They can only few people can go. Those who are fit for young and fit in so many ways, they can go and... They have to make a suit that doesn't... Because they claim that in outer space there's no air, so your body, your blood will just boil and you'll explode. In fact, they spent $1 million just to make a toilet, because here we have gravity and that automatically falls down. In space it doesn't fall. So they had to spend $1 million just for a toilet. It's just useless endeavor. They went to the moon, they brought back some rocks. I can go outside and bring some rocks. Anybody got any benefit from the moon rocks? Even they got stolen, so. So you vote for our space program. Very cheap. Everybody can chant, everybody can dance, everybody can feast, and we'll go beyond the universe back to the Golok Vrindavan and dance with Krishna. So is there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, very nice class. Recently I gave a Bhagavad Gita class, but I'm a little curious, so what did you do to prepare for class? What do you do when you prepare for class?
I read the verse and the purport, whatever Prabhupada said, then I try to find out if there was a lecture. I use Vedabase, try to find out if Prabhupada gave any lecture, see what he said about this verse. And just by reading the purport, then certain ideas come, and then I develop them in my mind, and then I come here, I pray to Prabhupada, please let me say something inspiring to inspire people in your service. Sometimes I'm surprised what comes out. I don't know what I'm going to say. I just get some format in my brain by reading what Prabhupada said and take some ideas from his lectures, and the rest I just pray to Prabhupada to let me say something to encourage people in your service. Any other question? Oh, Karabhajan.
Thanks.
If we're chanting Hare Krishna, automatically we'll become purified. If we're taking prasadam, we'll become purified. Just like somebody posted on Facebook the other day, Prabhupada said, prasadam is prasadam. You may say, what is it? You cut the fruit in pieces and you say it is prasadam. We're eating the same fruit whole. He said, but it is prasadam. You go on eating, you'll become purified. So the same way, just like one time he criticized to his guru that my god brother, he shows himself big devotee, but still he's eating fish. And the guru said, so you have given up? He said, yes. So he will also. Just like two men were walking on the river and they saw one very dirty man. And then one friend said, look at that dirty man. The other one, he's taking bath. Why are you criticizing? He's taking bath. Very soon he'll become clean. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, shipram bhavati dharmatma. Very quickly. So if you take this process, then you'll become pure. Then you'll go back to home, back to Godhead. If you don't finish, you'll start. That, whatever material benefit you get, at the end of the life is finished. Your bank balance won't go with you, your Mercedes car won't go with you, your beautiful wife won't go, nobody will go with you. But whatever spiritual bank balance we have, we'll start from that point in the next life. See, if you don't make it this time, you're guaranteed you're going to make it. But Prabhupada says, surely, this is Prabhupada's promise, he's giving surety, he's giving guarantee, surely you will reach the spiritual platform. You just follow the rules and regulations, chant and dance and feast, and you will go back to home, back to Godhead. Surely. Yes, Prabhu?
Thank you, Prabhu. My name is Ekanath.
Name is?
Ekanath.
Ekanath.
I come from Uganda.
Uganda, all right.
I attended your class really notably, and I have a question for you. My group, Abu Maharaj is a professional designer.
Yes.
I have a question for you. How can a devotee participate in the material engagements?
How can I?
A devotee participates in the material engagements of work. Please teach us. I have a situation.
How can he participate
in the material engagement?
That's exactly the whole teaching of Bhagavad Gita, how to work in this world and not be part of it. Krishna told Arjuna very clearly, Mam anusmara yudhyacha. You do your material work, you're a warrior. Yud. Yud means fight. You fight, but Mam anusmara, always remember me. An example we have before our eyes in Braj. There was one great Vaishnava, he was actually a Muslim before he was a Vaishnava, named Ras Khan. And Ras Khan, he says, Sabka suniye kai na kichu rahiye imi ba bagarme. Sabko miliye durbhava vina rahiye sansanta ujagarme. Govinda hi yum baje jimi nagari ko chit gagarme. Govinda yum baje jimi nagari ko chit gagarme. He said, Sabka suniye kai na kichu. Listen to everything, but don't say a word. Remain peaceful in the world. This should be the law for the internet. Huh? Listen to everything, just don't say a word. Just stay out of it. Remain this way peacefully in the world. Imi bhav bhagarmi. This bhav sagarmi. You just remain peaceful. Greet everyone without ill will. Even if you see an enemy, you should still greet him without ill will. And remain in the light of the true saints. Govinda yung bhaje. If you ask any Brijbasi for directions, they'll say yung or yung. You go a couple of hundred meters, then yung, and then yung. So yung, go that way. What way? Govinda hi yung bhaje. You worship Govinda how? Jami nagari ko chit gagarmi. Nagari means village girl. And chit means mind. And gagar means jug. We see all the girls carrying two pots on top of their heads when we go on Prikrama. And no hands. They're walking, they're talking with their friends. Oh, what happened in your house last night? We heard your mother-in-law screaming. They're talking, they're walking, they're doing everything. But chit, where is their mind? On the jug on their head. They're balanced, they're... So it is practical. You remain in this world, do your duty. And at the same time, always remember Krishna. And best way to always remember Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Isupanda says, Vidyam cha, Abidyam cha. Our railway runs on two lines, Vidya and Avidya. We have to do something to maintain this body, to maintain our family. But same time, we need the other rail, vidyam. We have to cultivate spiritual knowledge. If we only have one rail, then our train will crash. If we have both rails, then we'll go very nicely. Does that answer your question? I don't know, that's what I understood. Hare Krishna. So anyway, Gopal has a question? Oh, you raised your beard. All right, then we'll all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who stopped our endeavor for material sense gratification and engaged us in the service of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.